Unity, Telemiracle has become a part of Saskatchewan culture. For the past 48 years, residents have pulled together their nickels and dimes, all for the greater good of helping others who need medical assistance in the province. But it's not just the adults who are contributing to the cause. Schools throughout the province have also put forth their fair share of donations. Each year, creative ideas come out of the schools, constantly trying to outdo themselves from the year before. Locally, the schools are putting forth their best efforts for the annual telethon. In Luseland, there was a week-long push to raise money. One staff member said the biggest hits of the week were the popcorn sale and the bake sale. Macklin School held a dodgeball tournament. Students paid $2 to be entered on a team and had 15 minutes to knock out as many opponents as possible. The team with the most players at the end of the game continued on to the next round, elimination style. Helping hands were also being sold and displayed along the halls. Organizers challenged the students, hoping that enough hand would be purchased that they would reach all the way to the senior gym from the main entrance. In Unity, all three schools had events. St. Peter's held a shoot-a-thon, making shots on the basketball nets while earning a donation for each basket made. Along with the helping hands, Valentine's hearts were sold and a special hat day was held. Unity Composite High students had an early start for fundraising. In September, a portion of the funds raised from the annual chili cook-off was set aside for Telemiracle. The grade 8s held a bake sale in December and the grade 7s sold soup in January. Leading up to Telemiracle weekend, students could pay $2 for a helping hand and be granted the opportunity to wear their hat during class. Hot dog and chocolate and cookie sales were held. The Unity Public School had a plethora of activities starting in mid-January. Gum, ice cream treats, hat days were on their calendars, plus a special buy-in for a movie and chips lunch. Candygrams were also sold, along with the helping hands. Students also had a cupcake bingo and popsicle bingo to round out the month of fundraising efforts. Staff challenged students, offering up themselves as victims to be tortured. If students raised at least $1,000, one teacher would be a victim, $1,500 would allow two teachers to be tortured, and $2,000 would see three teachers be put through the paces. Wilkie's schools also got involved with the fundraising for the event. McClurg had a hat day and sold candygrams while also holding a cake bingo. Students at Norman Carter Elementary School sold the helping hands and candygrams, plus had a bake sale back in November.